The Rocky and Bullwinkle Show is a beloved American classic, featuring a fearless flying squirrel and his slow-witted moose sidekick. They do battle with two scheming but incompetent spies, Boris and Natasha. The cartoon originally aired from 1959 until 1964, but has been in syndication ever since, most recently on the Cartoon Network and Boomerang.
Bullwinkle, it's 12 o'clock already and we're still in Frostbite Falls. You know what that means?
Yep. Time for lunch.
And that voice you hear there as Rocky the Squirrel is the legendary voice of June Foray. Rocky and the evil Natasha were just a couple of the characters she voiced for generations of young fans. Miss Foray, welcome to the program, and congratulations on your award.
Oh, thank you so much.
When you started this kind of voiceover work, did you have any idea that these characters would become so iconic?
I never had any idea. All I wanted to do was work.
That does it, Natasha. Come on. We're going to get an A-bomb.
A-bomb?
A-bomb, come on.
Did you hear that, Bullwinkle?
Sure, they repeated it twice.
You know what A-bomb means?
Certainly. A-bomb is what some people call our program.
I don't think that's so funny.
How do you come up with the voices? I mean, do you get guidance from creative directors about how to make them sound, or is it all your imagination?
No, they would just call me. I didn't have to audition, for which I was most grateful. I'd say, well, is she heavy? Is she nice? Is she mean? What kind of character? And I'd read a line, they'd say, oh, that's just fine. And so I had no problems at all.
How did you come up with Natasha's sound?
Well, I thought with Boris and Natasha, it was Russian. And Jay Ward said, no, they're from Pottsylvania. Don't make them from Russia, because we had enough problems as it was. So I made her sort of continental.
But Boris, fearless leader, says moose and squirrel must arrive safe and sound.
Fooey to fearless leader.
Fooey.
When you go out to restaurants or the grocery store, do people ever recognize your voice, or do friends and family ever ask you to do Natasha or Rocky or other of your famous voices?
Oh, yes. I've been to Trader Joe's or some of the markets or even a gas station, and if people either see me or hear my natural voice, they say, are you June Foray? And I'd say, yeah. And then they'd say, oh, well, we love this character or that one. And my fans just remember all the things I did. I don't even remember.
You know, you probably know this question is coming, but I don't suppose, because she was my favorite character, I don't suppose you can channel Natasha right now, can you?
Why not, darling? I was doing Natasha for so long. She and Boris would just be together all the time. So, no, I never had any problems.
You are a good sport, and it sounded perfect.
When I did Granny, I started, I think, in 1955, and I wasn't old enough to be a granny. But now that I am, I'm still doing Granny. Isn't that funny?
You can do Granny with a little more authenticity now.
Well, yeah, she is.
June Foray, the famous voice of Rocky and Rocky and Bullwinkle. We cannot forget Natasha, of course. Miss Foray is receiving the Governor's Award today at the Creative Arts Emmys. Miss Foray, thank you so much for talking with us, and congratulations again.
Oh, I thank you so much, and good luck to you.